Yesterday we concluded the daf where the Amid on the Nun Gimel Amid Bey is discussing that Rav Zeira did not run after fire anymore on Motzei Shabbos. There's a big shaila in the Rishonim, is that referring to Motzei Shabbos or also Yom Kippur? Motzei Yom Kippur, perhaps there you would have to run after fire. There might be a distinction. The other thing is, why not? Why don't you have to run after fire? So the Mefarshim explained that it's very similar to a bracha on thunder and lightning. When thunder and lightning happen, you have to make a Birchas Shevach Vodah. But if you don't have to go running after thunder and lightning. Similarly here, you don't have to go running after fire. Now again, I think we believe that for Avdol, it is appropriate that you do have a fire. Okay, now we're going to pick it up from somebody who ate and forgot to make a bracha achrona. What is the halacha? So if you recall in the Mishnah, it was a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you go back to the place and make a bracha achrona. And Beis Hillel says that you make a bracha in the place in which you remember. Okay, that was the Mishnah. So now we're going to comment on this Mishnah. Amar Rav Zvid, we're in the middle of the middle lines, the two dots. Amar Rav Zvid v'item Rav Dimi Bar Abba machlekes, the machlekes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only b'shachach, where you have forgotten to make a bracha achrona. Aval b'mezid, but if you intentionally did not say a bracha achrona, divrei hakol, according to everybody, yatsulim koma vivarch, according to everybody, you must go back to where you ate and make a bracha over there. That is a knas. Okay? Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that certainly, me'ikar adin yoyotze, even if you make a bracha in a place where you remember, but where you intentionally did it and didn't make a bracha, the Chachamim made a knas on you. Says the Gemara, Pshit is an obvious. The Mishnah was very clear in Gimel and Beis. The Mishnah was very clear. It says, v'shachach tanan. It says, you forgot, which means this halacha doesn't imply if it was intentional. Says the Gemara, Maudis Emar, I thought, who did not feel amazed. I would have thought that this halacha is true even if you did it intentionally. Aye, why does it say v'shachach? The high diktoni shah, v'shachach. To give strength to Beis Shammai, that even when you forgot, you have to go back to the place where you ate the food. Kamash Malan. Therefore, Rav Zvid needs to tell me that the kul of Beis Hillel is said only when you forgot. But if you did it intentionally, Beis Hillel would agree that you need to go back to the place. Tanya, we learned in a bright sermon on Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Lidivreichem, according to you, that you have to go back to your place. Mishachel b'rei shabir, whoever ate on top of a tower before the days of elevators. Vishachel v'yard v'lo birech. And he comes down and he didn't make a bracha. Yachzel l'rei shabir v'yivarech. Should he go back to the top of the tower and make a bracha? That's very hard that the Chum would make such a tirch on a person. Right? For sure they didn't do that. Right? So says the Gemara, Beis Shammai l'Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel. A beautiful response. According to you, let's say somebody forgot his purse on the top of a tower. Lo ya'ale v'yitlena. He's not going to go up to the top of the tower and grab it and come back. Of course he will. Right? So l'kavod atzmahu olda. For his own covet, he's going to go up. L'kavod shamayim lo kol shekein. For the covet of Kadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so should he do it? Right? We always talk to ben ruchnius ben begashmius. So if begashmius you do something, we'd hope alachatz kama v'kama, you do this for Ruchnius. I don't think I'd go for my wallet. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara. Right, there's nothing in my wallet. Anyway, says the Gemara. That's why, Mar ben Chas and Mar ben Daigus. Says the Gemara of Eiter, certain Maisim that teach us the Chumra that Beis Shammai held about returning to the place where you have eaten. Hanhu Trei Talmidim. There were once these Talmudim that didn't make a bracha in the place where they ate. Chad Ovid B'Shoigei K'Beis Shammai. One did like Beis Shammai, where he ate accidentally, and even so, he returned to his place. And alts that, because he had such mysterious nevish to go back to the place in which he ate, the Eshkach Arnake Dedava, he found the purse filled with gold. Wow. The Chad Ovid Beis Hillel, and one acted in accordance with Beis Hillel, namely that he stayed in his place and did not go back, the Achla Aryeh, and while he was traveling on the path, he was eaten by a lion. Wow, that's not so good. Anyway, now, says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Chanan Havei Ka'adol B'Shayir Osa, yeah. No? No, I did. You weren't here yet. Says the Gemara of Aita.
I heard
you say the line of the. Oh, okay. The Gemara doesn't say that. Even though it does, the Gemara says there is. Oh, the Chalav Amazing Kemezil. Very good. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. You're correct. He did like in accordance with Basil Kemezid, and he did not go back. And even Basil would say Bemezid that one does have to go back, because otherwise you run into trouble, because we don't necessarily paskin like Beishamai. So only Bemezid we paskin like Beishamai, because Basil paskin like Beishamai Bemezid. Says the Gemara Dishul, so I owe you an apology. Are you a bracha? Rabbi Rav Chana Vekazel B'Shei Rosa. One time Rabbi Rav Chana was traveling on a caravan, right? When they stayed in the place, Achol, he ate. And he forgot that he didn't make a bracha achrona, and the caravan continued on its place. Whoa. And they weren't going to wait for him, and he's going to be stuck, stranded. So Amri says, Hechi Avid, what should I do? If I tell him I forgot, the caravan driver forgot to make a bracha, what's going to happen? Amri Berech Och, he's going to say, who cares? Make a bracha here. Why? Because we know Uncle Moshe says, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. We even make a bracha, Hashem will be there. Don't worry about it. So he says, "Mutav da'aminaluhu i'ancha yona dahava." Better than I tell him that I forgot a yona, a bird of gold. Wow! And that's why he'll agree to wait for me, because gold, even the caravan driver will think that's a smart reason to wait. Amaluhu interly, I said to them, "Wait for me." The ancha yona dahava, because I left a bird of gold. Azul ubarich went back and he made a bracha over there. The eshkuch yona dahava, and he taka found a bird of gold. Amazing, huh? What's the difference by Yona as opposed to all other birds? Dimitle Knesset Yisrael Yona, because Klal Yisrael is compared to a Yona, a dove. Tichsiv Kos Shteit and Tehillim Perek Samches Pasuk Yedalid. It says, if you rest between Ben Tzfasayim, Kanfei Yona, the wings of a dove, Nechba B'Kesef, will be covered with silver. Vevrosa B'Yarkuk Charetz. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch was saying to the nations of the world, when you what? When you write down between, you know, that you're going with all your pleasures and all your places, wherever you are, that the Yonah is Knesset Yisrael, is covered with silver and gold, then you're going to be praised. Meaning, what is the silver and gold referencing to? Torah and mitzvahs. Ma Yonah and Itzelet Zelebi Kanfeh, just like the Yonah is only saved by its wings. Af Yisrael, when are we going to be superior between the nations of the world? Ein Itzelet El Ritzvahs, we're only going to be saved from our enemies. When we are covered in our own version of gold and silver, which is what? Torah and mitzvahs. It doesn't say Torah, but L'chorah is also talking about that. It's talking about mitzvahs, okay? Okay, anyway. Vayter. Aremasai hu. How long does one have to bench after he eats? Kamashir equal. What is this? The Mishnah says, up until you digest the food. So then the Gemara asks, Kamashir equal. What is this shir, the amount of equal that is stated in the Mishnah? A number of answers on the board. Amr of Yochanan calls Machin a Ra'if. The entire time you're not hungry. So that's about 3 minutes for a DRS boy. Reshlagish Amar calls Machin Same Machmas Echilosa. The entire time you remain thirsty because of your food had you not drunken. Right? So I don't know, like when, for me, that's a very long time. When I have like Chinese food, the whole night I'm sitting there drinking water. So whatever that sure is. And if you would drink water, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you wouldn't drink water, how long do you remain thirsty? Here comes how we pass. Well, we'll see in a moment. Amal Rav Yemer Bar Shlomi Lamar Zutra Amri Light Rav Yemer Bar Shizbi Lamar Zutra Mi Amar Rish Lakish Achi Does Rish Lakish Say Azoi that the entire time you remain thirsty. Amar Rav Ami Amar Rish Lakish Kama Shir Yikul. What is the Shir Yikul? Kadei Lahalach Arba Milin. The amount of time it would take you to walk 4 mils, which is how long? How long does it take you to walk 1 mil? 18 minutes. So what's 4 times mil? 72 minutes. So that's how we pass it. Says Gemara, Loi Kasha, there is no difficulty. Kan Ba'achila Meruba, what is when you eat a lot? Kan Ba'achila Muetas, what is when you eat a little? When you eat a little, the shear is the entire time you remain hungry because of your food. When you eat a lot, it's going to be 72 minutes. Probably better say 70 minutes. Why? Because concept of Loi Nitne Torah L'Shiuris. We don't like to say, oh, for you it's this, and for you it's that. It's one shear for everybody. One size fits all. The subjective objective in halacha. Okay, the Mishnah told us, Balahem Yayin. What did it tell us in the Mishnah? That you say Amen after the person who makes the bracha. And you don't make an Amen after a Kusi who makes a bracha. Until you hear the entire bracha. The Gemara wants to tell us, when is the Onechayiv
in the bracha that he hears, and when does he fulfill his obligation? Says the Gemara. Now the implication is that once you have what? Once you have said Amen, we think that Yotzei Zayin the Gemara, Yotzei Zayin the Bracha. Says the Gemara, Lememra, this is to tell me, the Israel, a Yid, when he hears from another Yid, Avagav de lo shama kula bracha, even though he doesn't hear the entire Bracha, Ona, he says Amen, and he fulfills his obligation. Says the Gemara, really? V'chi lo shama hechi nothing. If you haven't heard the Bracha, how are Yotzei Zayin the Mitzvah? How are Yotzei Zayin the Bracha? How you fill your obligation? Says the Gemara, Amr Chi Barav, Bishalo Achal Iman. No, you're not fulfilling your obligation. You're just saying Amen. And we're talking about a case where you haven't eaten with him. So he goes, and he's sitting there, fressing away, and it's Wakto V'chesed Yir Defuni. And he makes a bracha, Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shakol D'Yevitaro. So I say Amen afterwards. Not that I fulfill my obligation, but a person who has a bracha from his friend says Amen. V'chenam Rav Nachman Rav Ravua, B'shelo Achal Imah, and you have an eat with them. Now the Gemara is going to deal with when you have two people who are obligated a bracha, and one makes a bracha and fulfills the obligation of his friend. And who's better, the blesser or the one who says Amen? So Amr Lechi Abrei, let's try that again. Amr Rav Lechi Abrei Bri, says Rav Chia to his son, my kinderlachatufu barich, when somebody brings you a koshal bracha, chaperein and make a bracha. V'cheinam Rav Huna l'Rabbi Breya chatufu barich, and then so too the advice that Rav Huna gave to Rabbi's son is chaperein and make a bracha. So it sounds like the one who's making the bracha is adif, is greater than the one who says amen. L'meimra says the Gemara d'mevarich adif, that the one who makes a bracha is greater mikan d'ani amen from the one miman d'amer amen from the one who says amen. Yosef, no, Godol Ha'one, Amen, Yosef, and Abarach of Yosef says, the one who says Amen is greater than the one who makes the bracha. From Lev Neroi, Hashamayim, is that true? Kenu, is that makes a shvua, that it is true that the one who says Amen is taka greater. Teda, one should know, Sharei, people who go to war, the Gularian, the servers who start the war, Yodinu, Mizgar, Melchama, they start the challenge when it comes to war. Right? They're the weaker ones. But then the closers, the Mariano Rivera's, Giborin Yordin Umenatskin, those people, they come and they are victorious in the war. So it sounds like from here that the finishers, the ones who say Amen, are greater than the ones who make the brachas. The Maral explains, I explained this in a number of occasions, the one who says Amen are the ones who say Kael Melech Ne'eman. They're saying on all the entirety of a Kaddish Baruch. The one who says the bracha are only saying it on one aspect of a Kaddish Baruch. Therefore, the Amen is greater. Anyway, the Gemara concludes, this is a fact, a machlokas amongst the Tanayim. Tanayi, it's a machlokas amongst the Tanayim. Disanya, we learned in a Braisa. Echad ha-bevarech ve'echa one Amen b'mashba. Whether you make a bracha or say Amen, they're both within this following pasuk in Nehemiah, who says about the praising of the one who makes the bracha or says Amen. Elo, rather, Shemimaharin Lemivarach Yosef and Amen, we are more noted against Schar to the one who makes the bracha than the one who says Amen. So this Tana holds that the one who makes the bracha is greater than the one who says Amen. But the Amarim, other Amarim who say, it's better to say Amen than the bracha. Okay, now the Gemara asks Shaila, vis-a-vis saying Amen to the bracha of a katan. Bo'i minei Shmuel mei Rav. Shmuel asks the following shaila of Rav. Mahu la'anos Amen achar tinoka shel beis Rabban. Is one supposed to say Amen after somebody in kindergarten, one of the little kids who are saying a bracha? Amr lei, so Rav says back, achar akol on an Amen. You say Amen after everything, chutz with the exception of Metinoka Shul Beis Rabbin, with the exception of the little kinderlach who make brachas. Why? Ho'el humislam in Asiyim. Since the kinderlach are not making the bracha to thank Hashem, but they're doing it as a training process, therefore one does not make Amen after that. But when do we say that? V'hani mili, these words apply. B'delo idim efterayu. Right? Not when they're making a bracha on Haftorah in the Beis HaKnesses. Aval be'idim afterahu, but by the time they make Havdaru, make a bracha, then onin. Then one does say Amen. I hope so, because they're able to fulfill the requirement for other people. Therefore, one would have to say Amen when they make a public bracha. Okay? So since Rashi explains, the chiddush here is that since the Chachamim made a takana that a katan is allowed to say the Haftorah, avada, we have to say Amen afterwards. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to deal with cleaning yourself up
before you make Birkas HaMazon. Tanu Rabbanan, our holy rabbis taught us, Shemen, when it comes to oil that they used to wash their hands with at the end of a meal, after the Mayim Achronim, in order to wash their hands from all of the dirt, Me'akev Etz HaBracha. If one does not put oil on her hands, that holds back the bracha, and one should not make Birkas HaMazon before he washes his hands. Divrei Rabbi Ziloy. That's the opinion of Rabbi Ziloy. Rabbi Ziloy Omer, Eino Ma'akev. It doesn't hold back the bracha, even before you wash your hands, you're allowed to bench. Rabbi Ach Omer, Shemen Tov. Shemen that has nice oil, that has nice fragrance, that's a nice thing to use before the bracha. That is going to Ma'akev. That is going to hold back the bracha, and one is not allowed to make a bracha before he washes hands with that soap. Rabbi Zimoy Omer, Kishem Shemizuhum Pasul La'avoda. Just like dirt, you can't do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, so too Kachidai Mizuhamos, so too hands that are dirty, that from food, that is also Psulus LaBracha, that is also going to nullify Birkas HaMazon, right? Because when you make a bracha, it's like a similar to an avoda of sorts, okay? Those are the names of the Marim we just read. I don't know any of those things from Nachmar Yitzchak says. Ela Masnisi Adin. I know a Mishnah. Damar Yudam Rav. Ramar Leb Masnisi Tan. The Mishnah it says in Pasuk by Yikri Yud Aleph. Of course, no such thing as a coincidence. Is a coincidence. This is a parsha coming up, not this week's parsha, but in 2 weeks parsha. It says Vehiskadish Vehikidashtem. Right? What is that referring to? That's the pasuk which says the Yisum Kedoshim Ki Ani Hashem. That's referencing Elu Mayim Rishonim. That's referring to the Tilsi Dayim we do before the meal. Right? I just saw a vart from Rabbi Rosner. I forgot which Haggadah he quoted, but it's, why is it called the Tilsi Dayim? The Tilsi Dayim literally means taking away your hands. Because your hands are your Maisi Yadayim. That's what you do. Before you eat, you have to realize it's not what you do, it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And therefore you have to remove your hands from the thing. So that's the Tilas Yadayim. And that's making yourself Kaddish. Because what is making yourself Kaddish? Recognizing that everything is in the hands of Hashem. Then it also says the Yisim Kedoshim. That's the end of the pasuk. Elu Mayim Achronim. That is referencing Mayim Achronim. Ki Kaddish. Ki Kaddish then continues on. That's referring to Zeh Shemen HaTov. That's referring to the good fragrant oil which washes your hands. And then we conclude Ani Hashem Elokeicha. Zu bracha hadron alach elu hadvarim. Now shall we return to elu dvarim. Excuse me. We begin the ninth parak with the following beginning. Haro mokum shenasu mel nisum l'Yisrael. If you see a place where miraculous events happen to Klal Yisrael, Omer, you have to say a bracha of baruch she'as nisum l'avoseinu b'makom hazeh. Blessed are those who have miracles who happen to us in this particular place. And makom shenekri men in the akum. If a place where an akum has been uprooted, Omer baruch she'akar akum me'arseinu. Blessed those who has uprooted going from our land. We hope to come back here after Pesach. We have one parak to go here to Shem. We'll be zayich to finish the Masechta in about a month's time. We're looking towards mid-May. Everybody have a wonderful Zeus and Pesach.